2021 in a collaborative effort between SWHHS and Southern Queensland Rural Health. The goal is to provide a sustainable number of registered nurses to rural areas. Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery Services at the Southwest Hospital and Health Service, Chris Small, says it's a struggle to try to get people to move to the Southwest and live there at times. Small says 17% of their nursing workforce is either agency or short-term contracts. The course intake has tripled in size since it opened in 2021, with 18 students currently enrolled.
Asbestos is detected in compost at a waste recycling site in Ipswich. State authorities have conducted 23 inspections of mulch, landscape and landfill-related suppliers across southeast Queensland following the recent asbestos spread via mulch in the Sydney area over the last couple of weeks. Ipswich's new grow facility returns the only positive result to date and is required to take all reasonable and practical measures to prevent asbestos from being released into the air while keeping the contamination stockpile undisturbed. Further precautionary air testing will soon be underway in the area, along with full testing of stockpiles on site.
And in national news, a new Medicare text message scam strikes nearly 1,500 vulnerable Australians. The texts and emails claiming to be from Medicare warn recipients that they have lost service with their provider and have a link for more information. When clicked, it asks recipients to update payment details and provide a one-time PIN to confirm their personal details. An Australian Competition and Consumer Commission spokeswoman says ScamWatch has received over 1,400 reports of scams impersonating Medicare via SMS, with losses of over $1,200.
The Senate passes new Stage 3 tax cuts. The government's overhaul of the Stage 3 tax cuts passed through the Senate last night unamended. The tax cuts will now become law. The Stage 3 tax cuts aim to give some relief to people on lower incomes. The original tax cut for wealthier income earners has been halved to increase benefits for those on lower incomes. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government made sure the new plan will cost around the same as the initial one, around $107 billion.
In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron says nothing should be excluded in the defense of Ukraine against Russia, following a meeting of Western leaders in Paris. Macron says there is no consensus to officially back any ground troops, but he will do everything he can to make sure Russia does not prevail. French allies hardly respond to the comments. The White House rules out sending troops, as does the German Chancellor and the Swedish and Italian Prime Ministers. In its third year, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is the biggest war in Europe since World War II.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.com.au.